Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you guys for tuning in and watching Ultra Life, show about business and life. Today we have guests from all over the world. So far, mostly Salt Lake, occasionally out of town. But, oh man, Phoenix, Las Vegas. Those are the guests we have. Today I have a special guest. Is done about 30,000 tarot readings. He's an expert when it comes to numerology.
Expert? No, I'll study it. Yeah. Study it for 40 years.
40 years. So that would be considered an expert.
Okay.
All right. He's done almost about 30,000 tarot readings.
Another reading.
And he has been on the show before, and today we want to have him on here to talk a little bit about tarot cards. But first of all, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself, what you've done, and what your experience has been like.
In this metaphysical stuff or in general?
In this field, yeah. Tarot cards, numerology, traveling.
I started studying astrology in around 1970. One, something like this. Studied on my own for a while, met a mentor in 1974 here in Salt Lake City. I moved back from Los Angeles. So I was pretty fascinated by the metaphysical things. You look for answers sometimes, because especially when you're very young. Some people today, you know, they bump into Buddha or Krishna or other kind of Eastern philosophy. Interests, you know, by the time they get into college, they start to, you know, at least philosophically start to pick up on that, kind of expands into astrology. It is a pretty good question and answer tool, tarot and astrology. And all these things. This happened to be something that I was interested in.
Great. What's been your experience traveling the West a bit to tarot readings?
Well, it's a lot of fun to give readings to people from different parts of the world, for sure. It kind of keeps everything alive. I would have people from Florida, or where, you know, especially I remember these people from Cuba that lived in Florida, and they sent people to me based upon, you know, readings that I had done. So there was word of mouth. That's the easiest way to find out about readings, is word of mouth. That, if you can't bump into it, you know, the people that way. With the tarot, you talk about general circumstances, obstacles, goals and objectives, a little bit about the past, what's presently occurring, spiritual growth, work, school, money, relationships, general outcome of everything. So you go into quite a few areas to talk about.
Tell us a little bit about tarot. What is tarot? Where did it come from? Why are there so many different effects of those?
Tarot obviously specifically is French, the way it's pronounced. It would be thought to be Egyptian and beyond. I mean, you know, these are mystery school things, so the exact origins are sometimes vague. You go to Delphi, you know, and get a reading from Apollo. Through ancient history, and you probably had a place to go in Egypt, you know, where you would have the people that would be giving readings there, ascertaining, you know, truths for people or giving people information. It's been going on a long time. These people normally knew about the herbs and healing qualities, you know, in all different areas of life. So they kind of held the knowledge and considered it. But it's hard to put a finger on it because, you know, there's a bit of persecution involved with astrology and tarot and things of this nature to certain segments of society or civilization. So pretty well had to keep it under wraps for hundreds of years through the Dark Ages. It flourished, you know, prior to the Dark Ages, and then it kind of got a lot of restrictions and limitations placed on it by, you know, certain philosophies that people adhered to. So it went underground for a long time. And just with the more enlightening times we're living in, you know, the last few, couple hundred years, especially since like the 1870s, all theosophical pursuits have been able to come out of the closet. But they were persecuted, so it was a bit
spiritual. It's more, man, I wouldn't say it's mainstream, it's different. I've noticed that people will talk about it more casually now than before. It's not such an obscure thing.
Well, when I got into it in the 70s, there was a rift between metaphysics and psychology. It's mostly about people get a little nervous, or they get a little offended, or you know, one calls another one a name, or it's not a science, or yada, yada, yada. So there's all that personal stuff. It was there, but too many people came on that had an open mind. So yeah, a lot of it was melted, but it's, you know, it's a pretty grown thing. And it was really, actually, in a lot of ways, people really gravitated to the mind. The early part of the 20th century was one of those really peak times for it. Then it also kind of got nullified by the same kind of propaganda scheme, you know.
Why is
and so, then, so then why there was just another coming out for it.
Why would they want to keep it?
You know, power of some sort. They just want people, you know, maybe some of the powers that be, or just religious organizations, just institutions like that. They just want to maybe have a little bit more authority over the choices. Be choosing things, maybe more than, you know, blackball or something. Maybe sometimes they're blackball for good reason. Because there's a little bit of, you know, you want to do the best. Some people, as a human, you know, do a little more self. So this is where people get listened. And it might be a natural thing.
Tell me a little bit about some science behind it. What's involved?
Just about every university is probably testing intuitive and psychic abilities of people that have been for a long time. You know, sometimes they're, you know, they're very intelligent people. So they're always on the look for, you know, really talented mental people. I mean, you know, they decoded the, you know, they decode all of these messages during different wars and things like this. You know, it takes a really strong intuition, kind of a psychic skill to kind of figure out all of those little common sense numbers and things like that. So it's just tapping another part of our prepares. I've known people that went to the University of Arizona to be tested on the psychic abilities. And I think that they, you know, they're really interested in perhaps working for the government or university or something in this way. Not everybody's really, you know, needs to have the accredited body to their own self research.
Not everyone does.
Yeah. It, you know, to each his own. But many people wouldn't feel like they'd really go that route. Certainly, it is a reputation.
For me, I look at it a couple ways. I look at results, about results, getting results. I sometimes equate to things you can go talk about. Also, body language, something like just reading situation. Body language could be translated. I also think there is energy too. Sometimes I know something about someone immediately. That's how it works for me. The people that seek body are. I don't see how does tarot tie in psychic? I actually have that question. How does it work?
Well, think of it as the letter of the cards is you're just going to tell a paragraph of what the cards are. And really, that's what it amounts to, is just sentences are formed through placing the cards after you shuffle them until the reader can really, you know, the novice reader might, you know, have to look up the cards and things of this nature. professors just can get involved, kind of transcend the book, you know, interpretations to put the person on the same do. Ask me again. I'm not quite sure exactly what you want me to give the plan. Just how does it work? How does it work? Well, it's just going to make people, well, how does the tarot work? Well, it's just going to, you know, you kind of have to get your reading to know it, but it's just going to, like I said, it's going to talk about general circumstances. I'm going to lay down four cards on the table. And I'm going to lay down four cards on the obstacles and the obstacles are. Well, you've got the Empress that's going to be talking about your creative mind. You've got the High Priestess that's going to need to go into more of your own intuitive skills. You've got the Lover card that's going to bring about attraction and what momentum is to you. You've got the Hermit card that can mean, you know, going into yourself, inner learning. Each one of them has a very elaborate meaning as they lay together. This one, this one, this one.
So you talked about when you first met you, about his reading. What do you have to share?
I don't exactly have an opinion on it either. I just kind of looked at the chart and, you know, kind of saw a few things. Now, the interesting thing about Donald Trump is we see him on TV. We know all about it. You know, what I'm going to say here, you know, won't be earth-shattering news because we all know that he's, you know, kind of bombastic. And that he kind of, you know, he's kind of aggressive. And he speaks impulsively. And, but he can be very constructive. He's one at the full moon. He can be very constructive because he does have a lot of awareness. And, you know, he connects the dots pretty good. He's a sharp guy. And he could be an excellent bridge for people and of them.
How did you put this together?
I just looked at his heart.
Before his heart. And tarot, astrology, numerology,
together, because each tarot card has a astrological and a numerological reference. So all three of them tie in together.
So tarot ties in. I guess seven
does all tie in. If you got an astrology reading, a tarot reading, and a numerological reading all in the same way, it's probably better. Otherwise,
okay, so go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Just want to get that.
But, you know, he's a sharp guy. He's the.
I'm just posting the phone number just before calling. You can call in. But you can call in any. You can post it on Facebook. Numerology for you. Yes, well. 713-955-0531. You can post in the comments right there. 713-955-0531. Write in the comments too.
Okay. He's got some positive things going. I mean, he's throwing back to old technologies, fossil fuel, etc. He could really be good, you know, in the solar and clean air kind of technologies. You know, but it seems like he missed that boat. Maybe, you know, maybe that boat will come back.
What does that mean?
The philosophy stance that he's taken, no, just the philosophy stance that he's taken in his life. I'm sure his wife probably does astrology. You know, for all I know, Don might know his chart really well. I mean, somewhere along the line, somebody did. Don. But he's aware of such and such things. It says that he smothers in love to compensate for not being around him. Business and organization. He's pretty conservative, it seems. I don't really want to say too much about family. You know, they've been pretty tolerant of things that Donald talked about, the president talked about, gave President Clinton a lot of grief. So we really changed a lot just in that 20 years on how we really cope with misogynistic. What does that mean? He says things about pretty kind of urban members. I feel like his father was envious of his relationship with him. And he said that it was because he was acting up so much that they put him in military school. And, as a response. So I feel like it's easy for him not to really feel family unity in the immigration stuff because he had a lot of hard in that area. Kind of a loose cannon. It seems like he's going to hit the wrong nerve of people. His business model, Roy Cohn, his model was sue the bastard, if I can say that. But, look up Roy Cohn, COHEN, that'll kind of chill you. You realize that's a good control model. He knew. Roy Cohn worked for J. Edgar Hoover, Richard Nixon, McCarthy, during McCarthyism. Roy Cohn was the head legal counsel for McCarthy. So he's cut from a kind of pretty stern cloth. Mentally, Mr. Trump is very emotional to the point of imbalance. When the heart gets above the brain, a flood of imbalanced emotions. The brain must rule, or the entity is intoxicated in dissolution. The heart gives the head gives the signal. From the heart gets a signal from the brain and brings devotion to the focus. So when people get a little out of whack emotionally, they're kind of in a reaction. They're being a little bombastic. And that's just meant for his MO or business.
You're saying he's been in the way of the business?
Oh, yeah.
The whole time.
That's kind of the way he is. Everybody probably improves. Improves, yet he was able to skirt some issues. Because the chart also points out that Donald, Mr. President, was always looking for a shortcut. And everyone knows that everybody who's after a shortcut isn't really filling in all the gaps, isn't really solid where they think the motivated. He's kind of run slipshod over.
It's gone then.
Those are things that.
But at the same time, it's giving a result. There he is.
As a kid, he threw whopper tantrums. He's inventive, erratic. He has awareness of conflict, serious parent issues, mental escapism, shortcuts, entitled by procrastination, self deception. He's gone. He can be a major bridge builder. He'd be a good clean energy guy to break down the old technologies dependence. Now his energy into constructive people projects. He could really be really good, but kind of selfish, really depressed. He's kind of got the abuser victim kind of stuff going on, kind of runs into the center. So he's a like every other human being, he's got a lot of deep stuff going on.
How, what would you say took him to talk with him to do it?
Well, he's just able to convince people of, he's able to sell it. He's obviously able to sell it. Folks, and then it's been pretty overwhelming. It's just he played to certain areas of people's consciousness, played the card hard. And, so I guess he's, what's the word? he's not thorough, but I mean, he just keeps coming at you, He beats you.
I'm not saying that's the way to be, but it works.
I think it's just how you know. It's not. I don't know if I'm going to find this here. It is. Let's see. He struggles with awareness because of this early blight with his family. Money doesn't define character. How you use it.
True. Well, sir,
he's usually frigid.
Instinctuates noise, mean, eccentric.
Well, yeah, but just the inherent business.
Sure. So, if anyone would like the numerology.
Sure.
You didn't bring any tarot cards.
I got the tarot card.
Oh, you did?
Oh, okay. Good.
But in the meantime, if anyone wants to do anything, just let us know. Write in the comments here. And give us a call. And we'll see you live. Thank you. But in the meantime, I'm going to do mine. So let's do that. What is it to you?
This is my restaurant deck.
There
you. So you shuffle them. However many you want. You're putting your energy on the cards, and I'll give them back to me, and I just read it for you, and give you your leading.
So do I ask for a specific question, or
you want to do a specific question? Or
just one.
Just one.
That way I can do one.
I don't have even time with the question. You think that I'm going to keep your privacy? Okay. He got the devil card first. He had the appropriate response.
You know, this right side?
Yeah, you're okay. You're through it. But that is the darkness card. And when it's upside down, it's the light card. So it means you've gone through kind of some self-examination, some psychological stuff, you know, some real changes.
That's an understatement.
Some real changes, you know.
I have gone through a
some
lot,
things.
Especially
and
upside down.
It says that you, says it's been released. Gruesome.
That's upside down to me.
The gruesome possessiveness of that car has now been lifted, and you see the lights.
I see the light.
Be patient, is what it says.
Ah.
Be patient. Don't spin your wheels. Because everything's really good. You've got good focus. You've got good philosophical. You know, good things are coming based upon, you know, some of your prayers or some of your meditations or whatever. So just be patient. Don't churn and burn too much. Things are pretty good. You'll share things with people so you can learn. You're good that way. Got a lot of good creative ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in some ways you should have had a little bit more of the laurel wreath than you have. But really you're going to be looking back on a lot of accomplishments here in the next couple of years. You've been really accomplished by a lot of things. No question about it. I'm just saying that because the card said laid out that. Your issues in the past just have to do with your very good balance, and you know how that you can juggle well. You know what it's like to have a lot of things on your mind and to be a little bit tormented mentally and be really tired and kind of knocked out. So you can help others in alleviating some of that stuff. Probably, 15, 20 years ago, you're probably really trying to help a lot of people and kind of probably drained you a bit. You were really trying to serve and you probably overserved, and so you had to find a fine balance of how much you could give, how much would be a little bit too much. Maybe they ought to show interest in what I'm giving before I give out my whole, self energy to them. So there was a little bit of reconstruction there on your ideas and motivations. But yes, you do have a lot of the wands, which is the mind.
There's one of them. So financially, it looks good.
And then here, right now, it says that, you know, the Fool card is yours, the inverted Fool, which means carefree, realizing that, you know, you work with spirit, spirit works with you. There's a lot of protection with your new adventures. Says there could be a woman, you know, plays an important part in your life right now who's very energetic, pretty forceful, and, you know, perhaps as a manager of people. Kind of a, so,
anything else? Wrap up on that?
Yeah, you're still trying to bring the two sides of your nature and just balance them all in part. Right? You have good emotional things coming up, and there's going to be a lot of happy things for you in the next couple of weeks. But most importantly is your intuition's working really good now since you got over that month, whatever it was. Money things coming. A couple of women.
Hey, mm-hmm. All right.
You got options.
So let's wrap it up real quick.
Right.
Thank you for being on the show, Russ. 60 seconds left. And let's see, we're doing a show tomorrow, Ultra Life with Jenica, especially co-host. We'll be talking about health and wellness, what we do to stay beautiful, stay in shape, exercise, and healthy. Russ, how can they reach you if they'd like to do a tarot?
Oh, my phone is 801-232-5465. New moon is in 2 days. Kind of at the old moon, things kind of drag then. Couple of days, new moon, everything kind of kick off. And so for the next couple of weeks, that's the building time to get your projects going.
Great. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Accelerator, Ultra Perform, right here. You can find it in about 200 stores, mostly in Utah, online, ultraperform.com. And ShopBlock, over there in the corner. You want to take your own professional grade photo with your camera. See you guys later. Thanks for listening to Ultra Life weekdays, Monday through Friday at 5 o'clock.